Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I'm a little confused by this. Dez is going to help a friend get it in the butt.
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, I mean, you say it a little weird.
This is what I'm being told. Dez is going to help her friend get it in the butt. What are you doing, Dez?
I love how I tell Crisco something and then that's how he tells you it.
Well, that's how he told me.
That's
so.
A fact. That's what you told me.
Are you giving it to somebody in the rear?
I am. This afternoon when I get home.
They're asking for this? Is it Taylor? Are we just calling it a friend?
Yeah, my friend. So my friend really needs help getting a shot in the rear.
Oh.
An actual shot.
Oh.
She's the one I've told you about that she is pregnant, but she's carrying a baby for her friend. She's being a surrogate.
Yeah.
And her husband has to leave today to go out of town. And she's like, oh boy, I can't give myself a shot in the butt.
Why not? You just reach back and boom.
I think she's scared. And I had to help my sister at one point with this. So I feel like I got all trained. So I'm like, you know what? I'll put on some gloves. I'll put on a mask and I will come over. You pull your pants down.
Oh God.
And I will give you a shot in the butt.
What if she squeaks one out and right in your face, like by accident? Have you considered that?
No, I didn't.
Well, I mean, what if she's like, okay, I'll bend over and... How embarrassing. Would you not die a million deaths? Your friend is coming over to help you, and then you just fart in the face. And then you get pink eye out of it, and we'll know. We'll know.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to... I can't do it.
You need goggles for this mission.
Bean burrito is a poor choice before the old chop.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It was a funny text to get, though. She's like, hey... Random question. I know we discussed it at one point that, you know, it's a progesterone shot, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I had to help my sister, blah, blah, blah. She's like, any chance you could come over and give me a shot in the rump? And I'm like, now I guess we're really becoming good friends.
You are a good friend.
Yeah. Got it.
I mean, what would be the most uncomfortable thing for you that you'd have to ask someone to do for you? Like, I think if I became incapacitated and required Vaughn to wipe my rear, I'd go, you know what? I'd take that long walk off a short pier.
Do you know what I mean? The wiping of the butt is what I was going to say, too.
Yeah.
No. Oh, and if your husband has to do it?
No. And for anyone who has to do that for someone, who has to care for somebody, my heart goes out to you. I cannot imagine having to, you know what? I would rather do it than get it done to me, which is so odd.
Well, it's because that would be humiliating.
I had to do it for my grandma, yeah.
Oh.
That's love. That is really sweet, Crisco.
It is. And I would never, ever want anyone to do it for me. I would rather do it for them. Like, I would do it for Vaughn, but I would never want him to have to do that for me. I would be like, I'm out.
You know what? If that happened, I would help you invest into, is it a bidet?
Yeah.
That just squirts your rump off.
Well, but if, like, let's say you're paralyzed, you know? I couldn't do it. That's it. No.
Buddy, just so you know, I would toss you right over my knee and clean it up.
Oh, God. What an image. What an image that is.
That's how good of a friend you are to me. Wow. You've helped me out for so many things. I'd toss you right over the knee and clean up.
And you know what? I would toss Dez right in to wipe you up too.
I would never.
Wait a minute.
I'd actually use Dez's puny little head to wipe your rear out.
I would say you'd probably be best getting a hose. And secondly, I would say as a good friend, I would tell you never to do it. Just let me go.
No. We have to save you.
No.
Somebody will.
Even though nobody on the show listens to you and listeners don't even know you're here, still need to take care of the big guy.
I talked over and over and they're like, thank you so much, Dez and Ryan. This has been such a great show today. So impactful and such a meaningful show. Thank you, Dez and Ryan.
The first time Crisco, I look at him like, oh, that was funny. He's like, what? The second time it happened, Ryan and Dez, thank you. It's just a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you guys so much for doing this in such a tough week, especially when Crisco's apparently on vacation, which is great to know. If I'm on vacation, can I just stay home?
Oh my God.
Well, you might as well. Apparently, you're not being acknowledged. Your impact is just minimal. I'm terribly sorry.
I guess I am too. I'm sorry. I thought I was contributing more.
You were here.
This is a wake up call, buddy. You need to realize that you're not given enough.
Here's the thing. This is only negative for you guys because now tomorrow, I will not shut up. You know that. These last couple days have been like, okay, pick and choose where you're going to jump in. You don't want to just, you know, it's a weird time, right?
Yeah.
Now, balls to the wall come Tuesday.
Oh, God. Not your balls to the wall again.
Oh, no. Just, he was trying to put his balls on the wall here.
Just watch out. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
We just got the walls disinfected and cleaned.
At 36 years old, I have to lift a little more, but they will get on the wall.
No, okay? Ryan, he literally, he thinks he's funny to scare me. I won't be looking, and there's this window in between us. He'll come up and slam his body like he's almost like pushing his boobs up against the window. And I'm like, stop it right now.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow. Again, I might need some help. If anybody's got an old pizza flipper, bring them in and let them help me flip them onto the wall.
Oh, God.
Like a pancake flipper?
Yes, there you go. Like, get your spatulas out because I'm bringing it.
Well, if we've ever wondered what Crisco would be like in a dog, we have the equivalent.
Oh, good.
This is a dog acting like a miserable little child. And so here is our Crisco dog. Do we have a name for him?
Cruff.
Risco.
Cruff. Cruff. Okay, here he is.
Blue, come here. Come here. Who did this? Blue, sit down. No, you're a bad boy. Why is your tail wagging? Bad boy.
That is great.
Oh, I got to give it up to that dog. That's hysterical. He's like, I'm not hearing it. La, 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 la.
And then right at the end, he's like, okay, are we done? We're done then. This isn't happening anymore.
Oh, my God. That, you know what? It's funny. My dogs do act up like that. Not to that extreme, though, but like if they get all worked up, Gatsby will do that. And then I'll just keep doing it back to him. And he's like, are you not hearing me?
I'm talking directly to you, Dad. What is this?
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, I got to interact with him over FaceTime this weekend. We did, I did dinner. Vaughn did lunch. And I got to see the dogs. And they hear my voice. And they're like, is he here? Where is he?
Daddy.
Oh, my God, where is he? And then they start clawing at Vaughn to get up on his lap to look on the FaceTime. And, oh, my God, Gatsby reached across, and he started licking the screen.
Oh, they're like, seriously, what kind of crappy prank is this? You've been gone for months.
I've got to wonder, what do they think? Like, do dogs process that and go, okay, so I haven't seen him. I hear him all the time. What is going on? Did he disappear into that box? Is he inside there? How did he get in there? How do I get in there to go see him? What's going on?
Vaughn, what did you do to Daddy number two?
Where is Daddy?
I know. Oh, I miss my pups. It's so sad.
Oh, how's our Vaughners?
Yeah, well, he's living a very difficult life, and he's a hero for really going through all of this, you know, struggling in that beautiful 84-degree weather.
Sounds
and,
terrible.
You know, going to the beach, and, you know, it's not easy.
But I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
But hey, a hospital is going up, and it should be open 1 month from today.
Yay!
So, yeah, good news there. Those people really need it. Boy, especially now. Oh,
right? Good timing.
Yeah, they definitely need it there. So many people and so few resources. This is really, really strange. I had no idea this was an actual thing, but there is a Wisconsin bar that has been doing something for, I think, almost 40 years, and it may be coming to an end. It's something our Rudy knows a lot about. Smut and eggs.
Smut and eggs?
Yeah. It's a restaurant where on the weekends they serve reasonably priced breakfast specials while watching hardcore porn.
Ew. What?
In a room filled with strangers.
Ew.
And they ask, well, why porn? He goes, why not? This is Gene Bennett, the late owner of Bennett's Meadowood Country Club. It's better than a gay bar, is what he says.
Well, I'll tell you, that brings a whole new meaning to over hard eggs.
Yeah, smut and eggs. Yeah, how do you like them? Extra hard.
Ah. Especially, God, it's so bring gross. On the sausages, too.
It's hardly a country club. Oh, she worked in a little wiener joke.
Did you see it? Did you hear her a little funny? She got a little peen in there.
Just a little one.
Don't forget the sides of sausages.
It's a sausage party, you guys, with eggs.
Because they're watching porn and they're eating eggs. Get it?
I was going to say eggs and areolas or something, but I realized it's just wieners.
Jeez. Bennett's isn't a country club. In fact, it's a bar down the street from a couple of auto body shops and an HVAC repair company with a brick chimney. And yeah, they've got an odd crowd. They've celebrated 40 years of porn in the morn.
Oh, gross.
Real creative, though.
I mean,
6 a.m. until noon on weekends, they have their own assortment of porn.
Sick.
And so they serve menu items like Eggs Bennett Dick.
Oh,
because it's Bennett's is the name. Eggs Bennett Dick. And yeah, on it goes.
I imagine that's got to be a quick turnaround there.
Well, they're in trouble now because, someone reported them for an event that they had where they had female strippers, three of them, who crawled across the bar, allowed customers to lick whipped cream off their bodies, and would take paying guests behind a tarp for a private lap dance.
Oh,
the old tarp dance.
Yeah. You know, that's how they do it at Smut and Eggs.
Oh, so classy.
And so anyway, they're debating on whether or not they have a legitimate license to do burlesque and the different types of things that they're doing. And so it may come to an end. 40 years of porn in the morn may be over.
Oh, and you know if there's anybody... If there's anybody who didn't properly clean up, it was them.
Ooh, oh, sick. Ick. Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens. And of course, you can bring up the most random thing like this. And then Rudy's like, I've been there a couple of times. Yeah,
it's really great eggs. Not a big deal. I just tossed back a couple of eggs and watched the goods.
He's been there. Oh, and if we had a fourth studio, we could hear from him. But, you know, we're limited to three studios. And so we will have to wait for another day to hear about the old porn in the morn.
Let's forget to ask, though.
Yeah. I feel like that could be his Dr. Seuss book. Like Rudy and the Smut and Eggs.
Hey, speaking of kids' books, though, Dez.
Yeah?
Remember when you convinced everyone last week that what was it?
Take your beaver for a walk or something?
Yeah, that someone needs a beaver shaving or my beaver needs a barber. That's what
what it was, yeah.
Yep. And you suggested that this really is indeed a kid's book.
Well, I'm Googling it again right now. Yeah, it looks like a book with there's a person on it, and then they have a little pet beaver that they walk around. It's on a leash.
Oh, see, Des.
What?
It's not. It's not for children. It's one of the five books in the Reach Around book series.
Oh, boy. It doesn't say Reach Around anywhere here.
Well, you'd have to read the back of it. The other books are Susie Likes to Look at Balls.
Well, maybe she just has a ball collection. She plays basketball.
Yeah. I think that's probably what it depicts on the cover. Come Swing With Us.
Oh, obviously, loves a good swing set.
Spank the Monkey Lends a Hand.
Oh, monkeys can be so helpful.
A monkey named Spank. Tony's Nuts in Your Mouth.
Go ahead, Des. Go ahead.
Are you going to buy this whole series for Dusty since it's all kid-friendly?
Who is this Tony?
Is that your
friend? We need to get to the bottom of that.
Apparently, he doesn't have friends with nut allergies. He's just shoving those in anywhere he wants.
We'd like to thank our listeners who were quick to point that out and say, no. Des has it all wrong.
Please don't have a parent listen to this podcast and go, oh my God, I will get the beaver shaving book.
Yeah, no, please don't.
Oh man, there's a whole website that says this hilarious book is perfect for a baby shower. I think it's all wrong.
Yeah. No, for a baby shower, yes. For kids,
no.
Definitely not. Cool. The president of the nudist and naturalist group is this out of Paris?
Yes, out of Paris, Ryan.
Oh, wants you to know something. Please, what are the French nudists wanting to tell us?
Oh, they're telling you that with everybody being stuck at home and everybody being, you know, at home for COVID-19 and they're dressed down to like sweatpants and they're in their more comfortable clothes, well, just let you know, that is one step away from being a nudist. You're in your comfortable clothes.
No,
you
I go have home. Pants on. That's not even close to a nudist.
This nudist president, Ryan, wants you to know you wearing your comfortable pants and getting used to it is how they feel nude. So you're just a step away from being them because you're at your most comfortable. And he also wants you to know you can join anytime.
Yeah. Don't you feel like all these nudists just want to look at you? They just want to see you naked.
That's weird.
Just, they hide around this whole, no, it's a fring. No, you want to check out people. That's what you want to do.
It's never people you want to check out, though.
No. Have you ever been nude in public?
No.
Ever?
I mean, I have skinny dipped or chunky dunked, you know. I've done that a couple times.
Crisco?
I have never. No, God, no.
Really?
It is a little bit freeing now that I realize that. It's fun to run and just jump.
But to be around a group of people and say, go to a resort where everyone's nude, no.
Hell no.
No, I think we're at our best fully clothed.
Yeah.
I stand behind that. I mean, okay, swimsuits is fine. That's as far as I'll go. But I don't want to be around naked people. I don't want to see me naked. I don't necessarily need to see them naked either.
I don't want to sit where those weird buns have sat and spread eggs.
Well, I think they're going to have plastic all over the furniture, but still gross. You're going Well, I mean, you guys are just, you're getting closer and closer.
Doesn't it just feel like society's regressing? Like we've gone to the far extreme and now we're working our way back. Like we started out nude and then we clothed ourselves and we put on really nice clothing and fashionable stuff. And we're walking around with like works of art almost. And now slowly we're trying to look more and more slovenly. And now we're just taking it all off and now it's nudity.
Yeah. And again, it's mostly people you don't want to see nude.
What is going on, huh?
The saggy butt cheeks a lot of the time.
Oh, so judgy on butt cheeks.
You know what? It'll happen to you too, Missy.
It will, but I'm not going to be naked showing people.
Yeah, right? Whew, thank goodness for that. So BuzzFeed asked the questions we all need to know answers to. What are they wanting to know from us now, Crisco?
So this is all about something that really does seem goofy, but has logic behind it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So they're basically saying that certain things are better in different shapes. Like we all know the age-old fight of a Reese's peanut butter cup tree tastes better than a regular Reese's peanut butter cup.
Well, it's just a fact. It's more whipped, I think.
I think it is. And it's more peanut butter versus chocolate. It's the ratio.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they have a list of things, and I thought I'd just get a couple. We don't have to go through all of them to see what you guys think. They're saying mini M&Ms taste better than regular M&Ms.
Agree or disagree? Well, you've got more of the candy shell, less of the chocolate inside. I could see that.
I kind of like the mini ones better.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to go mini. I think mini just because it's like little explosions of chocolate as opposed to one.
Yeah.
One big one. This one, I don't understand. Regular Oreos taste different than Oreos that are filled with cream that are colored.
Oh, totally regular.
Totally regular. So you don't like the cream colored ones that have like orange.
I'm going to say this as an unpopular opinion. I could go the rest of my life and never eat a stupid Oreo and be fine.
No, I'm kind of on your team.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't know why we have such a boner for Oreos.
And all these crazy flavors.
Oh, it's so dumb. I think Oreos just like, hey, come on, try this one. No, you're boring. Your cookies aren't that great. When you're a kid, maybe, but I'm over it.
Yeah, otherwise it's just a cream-filled cookie. Yeah, this one Dez is going to be able to answer on more than us, I think. Regular mac and cheese versus mac and cheese with shapes.
Ugh. Oh, the SpongeBob SquarePants mac and cheese box is the best.
What is the difference?
I guess there isn't one. It's all in your head. Next.
Okay. It's so good. It's best.
Mexican food, does it taste better at the restaurant, on a plate, or in a to-go box?
Oh, at the restaurant.
Always. Every time. It's always like a warm plate with those beans and cheese.
And by the time you get home, it's not as hot and fresh.
Yeah, this is another one that I've heard a lot about. I guess I didn't really pay attention. Soda in a can versus soda in a glass bottle.
Oh, glass bottle.
Glass bottle, really?
Hands down. Well, there's something about how metal reacts with liquid, and I've noticed things that come in glass bottles don't have that almost like metallic taste to it, or whatever chemical they use to like sanitize the inside of a can. It's just different. I don't know. I'm supporting the glass.
It's the same with the beer. I agree.
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Like my husband is always like, please, I need it in a glass bottle.
Oh, my mother-in-law, she will not drink it out of a can.
Oh, bam.
Oh, that is beneath her. It is a glass bottle all day. It is. She won't have it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she'll take, you know, anything else.
Okay, well, it sounds like she'll just take any drink.
That's exactly what it is.
I'll just do three more here, three quick ones. Whole apples or sliced apples?
Sliced.
Whole. Oh,
good Lord, you answered that.
Sliced ones get bad too quick. I hate how they start to brown. I would rather slice it myself. I know that's the added effort, and I know that's why people voted for slice, because it's the work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I like to just slice it and eat it right away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So pre-sliced or...
Oh, yeah. Pre-sliced, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last two, ranch from a restaurant or ranch from the bottle.
Restaurant.
See, the restaurant is homemade, but they're never consistent.
Mm.
Like you get to a different place and they've made it differently. So you're like, This doesn't have that ranch flavor. I like it's like their own little kick on it.
I don't know where these restaurants get it from, but 9 times out of 10, I prefer the ranch at a restaurant. And it's so weird because you're right. It's all different. But what is it? Is it a fat thing? Is it a... They have more calories in theirs. What is it?
I think they're just making it their own way and not really measuring things.
I don't think they are. I think a lot of it's coming from a supplier.
Well, then that's weird. I wonder why it tastes so different.
Like it's probably Sysco's brand.
It's not even like our, you know, brand that you'd buy and think, this is the best I have to have at home.
It's not Hidden Valley. Hidden Valley Ranch is a very different tasting ranch than what you get at a restaurant.
That is true.
And why is that?
I don't know, but it's I love ranch and I hate that it's so inconsistent.
My favorite is if you just buy one of those little packets and you make it yourself.
Oh.
It is. It's good. It's a little thicker because you, oh boy, you can use half mayo with half.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm done.
Jeez.
Sour cream. It's great.
Can I get the last one out before you break down the whole recipe?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Okay. String cheese bite or string cheese pull?
Not at all.
Not at all. You don't like it at all, Ryan.
There are so many better cheese choices, literally hundreds of cheeses out there. Why would you settle for string cheese? Are you 12?
I think that is part of the thing, is I always remember eating as a kid.
Yeah, that's kids eat string cheese. Adults, you should not be eating that.
That's why we have the string cheese, though.
What a waste of calories.
It's only like 30 calories for a string cheese.
Reach for 80. Something better.
Oh, 80 deaths near the background of it. I'm sorry.
My God. Go for a nice dill Havarti or something.
I've never had a dill Havarti. Is it good?
Yes.
Is it good? Okay. Duh.
A good sharp cheddar, maybe?
Havarti party.
Havarti party.
Woo,
I love it. Let's go. Let's go.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.